Well, here we are, our first Sunday in Lent. And Lent, as we know, is a time for self-reflection, right? Introspection, a time to examine our hearts deeply, do a deep dive into who we are, and ask God to cleanse us deep within and repent and pray. That's what Lent is. And yet the message today that I'm going to be preaching, and I'm going to move it along here, as we're already 10 after, but I'm going to put it in, is it first gear or fourth gear? Anyway, I'm going to move it along here, but the text is going to suggest something opposite, because at Lent we think of inward processing. I'm going to be focusing on me and where I'm at and how I can repent. Yet the text today tells us to be outward focused, and I think that they are related, and I think you'll see that as we move through this. I'm going to first say a brief prayer, and then I'm going to get into it. Father, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your kindness, your grace. Thank you for the sound of kids having fun and laughing. And we just ask for you to bless your word today as we look into the First Thessalonians today, God. Teach us things that we need to each understand and grow in our faith from. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay. Well, the text this one, like I said, is really, as I studied it, is the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, gives us a model for evangelism. Right? That's kind of outward focused. That's not inward focused. But I believe part of Lent is to kind of get ourselves ready so that when we do interact with people who we interact with the world, we are ready. We're ready to share the gospel with confidence. What is the gospel? What's the gospel? Anyone? Good news. That's the gospel. It is good news. If someone calls you and says, Rhoda, listen, this is a voice message, but I have some really good news. Call me as soon as you can. That kind of brightens you a little. Just to me, if someone texts me and says, Eric, I have some really good news. Can you call me when you can? Then I'm thinking, that's good. That's a good thing. That's good. That's what the gospel is. It's good news. What is evangelism? Well, evangelism, in its most simplest form, is you and I sharing that good news with others. Right? It doesn't mean we're trying to necessarily force a religious system down someone's throat. No. It is sharing the good news of the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ dying on the cross to save us from our sin. That is good news. So as I studied the text, what I saw was, like I said, I saw a pattern for sharing our faith. I saw three things stick out to me. One was, this is Paul. The context of this is, Paul is writing this letter to the Thessalonians. If you recall, back in Acts 17, he stopped at Thessalonica, and he went to the synagogue, and he shared the gospel message of Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead for our sin, who died and rose from the dead for our sin. He was driven out of town by the leadership of the synagogue, so he left after about 3 weeks. And so there could have been this sense by those people in Thessalonica, where is he at? Does he care about us? Was that kind of just a hit and run? Did he come by and share and then leave? Well, he's writing this letter then afterwards, reconnecting with those people in Thessalonica. What I see that I want us to get at is Paul's motive. If you look at the text, he says here, but though we had already suffered and had been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. Right? That was a conflicted situation where he was sharing the gospel. There was harsh opposition. He was driven out of town. And he says, our motives were pure. We didn't share the gospel for some ulterior motive. We didn't have a hidden agenda. We didn't do it for financial gain or to get a list of contacts. We did it because God inspired us, and we wanted to be obedient to God. So our motivation should always be pure of sharing the gospel. God has called us to do this. We are commissioned by God. In addition to having a pure motive, his approach, Paul's approach of interacting with the people at Thessalonica, he's reminding them, he goes, I treated you with kindness like a mother would her children. Like a mother would her children. I don't know why I wanted to show. I was driving today and I thank God for women in leadership positions. I don't know why I wanted to say that. I'm a big fan of women pastors. I'm a big fan of women DSs. My favorite DS in the Methodist Church was Bishop Jane Middleton. She was just a wonderful, wonderful bishop. One of my favorite pastors that I worked for at Christian United Methodist was Pastor Sharon Halderman. Wonderful. She was a strong leader, wonderful pastor. My current manager at my other job is a woman, and she is a wonderful leader. And she enables me to do this. She understands my other life. So I don't know why I felt called to sense that, but this talks about, you know, approaching people who we want to interact with and share the gospel like a motherly, like a mother would children, in a gentle, gentle approach. We should be gentle in our approach when we want to share the gospel. Everyone is not going to be where we think they should be, but we want to do it with gentleness and kindness. That's what it says in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16. We've read that a lot in Sunday school, where Peter says, always be ready to give an account for the hope that is within you, but with gentleness and kindness. So our motives, it should be pure for sharing the gospel. Our approach should be one of kindness and understanding and being gentle. And then lastly, that wonderful passage that Jeff put on the first slide with that beautiful mountain in the background and the lake, which is a very peaceful scene. The investment. Paul says, I just did not share the gospel with you. And then cut and run. We shared our very lives with you. And so we should not be sharing with other people just to check it off the list out of duty. But we should be investing in people's lives and genuinely caring about their situation. Not just, I had a good friend at the Hershey Medical Center that I worked with many, many, many years ago. And he said, Eric, you know what my approach to evangelism is? Just love people. Just love people where they are. If you do that, that will open doors. Don't force things. Just love people. We are supposed to establish relationships with people. I'm in this text group, about four of us. We are fans of the Washington football team. I'm hoping they get a new owner. I hope the new owner changes the name a fourth time to something cool. Not a big fan of Commanders. Do you like Commanders? But anyway, we've been texting. I bet it's over 10 years, maybe 12 years. We were texting back when RG3 was drafted. This is going to be 10 years of great football for Washington. No, not really. Quiet, Eagles fans. But we have this chat going, and there's another guy who's a Christian friend of mine. We've been good friends for a long time. We had a lot of tears together as the team has not had a lot of good years. But there's a guy in that group named Mark. And Mark will say, he was raised in the Catholic Church. He left the Catholic Church. He's angry at the church. He's angry at God. And says, I'm an agnostic at best, Eric. And it's all in stride. We have fun with it. And I'll send him, you know, Bible passages or things like that. But Mark knows where we're coming from. We've been texting Eric for 12 years. And my friend Paul said, Eric, should we kind of get a little bit more direct with Mark and talk more about the gospel? Well, Mark knows where we're at. You know, there are times where we share our faith. It will involve establishing a relationship with people. It's not going to be a three-day event. We build trust. We build trust. We pray for God to give us opportunities. In closing, God has a desire to redeem humanity. The beautiful thing about it is God wants us to partner with Him. God wants us to partner along with Him and reach humanity. That's where that comes in, is this whole context of sharing the good news, sharing the gospel. So as we go through Lent, may that be on your heart, that we're not just doing this. We don't go through Lent just to get deeper with God and grow deeper in our faith. We do want to do that. But the reason is so that we are also prepared to share that good news with confidence to a lost and hurting world. Amen.